The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
And here we go. It's another Arrowhead Pride interview series. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney, and we are very pleased to be joined by Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Byron Pringle. Byron, what's going on, man?
Great news, man. Pringle and Pringle combined.
Yeah, let's start there. I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to talk about Pringles and what you're doing there. We are very appreciative here at Arrowhead Pride for Pringles reaching out to us to talk to us about the partnership. What can you tell us?
Just being a partner with Pringles, a great deal, just to bring some fun snacks to the game, to tailgating. Every 32 teams have their own personal snack flavors. Kansas City have a Byron Pringle KC barbecue stack. They have a little kit to it. So
okay, let's stay there for a second. I mean, how long have people been making this connection with you and the Pringle chips and your name and everything? Does that date back to a long time in your life?
When I was in high school, I was in the yearbook club. And my yearbook club teacher used to always bring me different flavors every Monday after we played our game on Friday. If we won the game, she'll bring in different flavors. And she's always telling me, I'm going to get a Pringles deal. When I got to Kansas City, my second year that I played during in the season, Coach Reed made a comment saying he was 2 yards short from getting that Pringles deal when we ended up beating Detroit when I caught that first down catch.
That was a big catch that you were able to bring down. I remember that. I guess if you're going to be connected with some type of product, it should be food, right? So you can get free food in high school. I guess that's not a terrible thing to be connected with.
No, it's a great thing. It's just some snack. You can snack on, fun snack just to have.
I want to ask you about the game last night. And you guys weren't able to come away with the win, but you did have your first touchdown of the season. What did you see on that play? It looked like you got in the open field and were able to shimmy shake your way to the end zone. What did you see there?
Just don't go down. That'd be my mentality. Just don't go down easy. Find the end zone and get there as quick as possible.
It seemed like you really turned on the jets there and simply outran the defenders. Couldn't help but notice the Ray Lewis dance. When did you know you were maybe going to do that if you scored a touchdown?
You know, it's called the squirrel dance. It's actually out of Tampa, Florida. Ray Lewis from Lakeland is like on the same highway. So Ray Lewis, he actually brought it to the NFL and gave his own little twist to it. But it's actually a dance originated in Tampa, Florida called the squirrel. So I knew I was going to do it. Once he came out and did it before the game, I'm like, if I get in the end zone, I'm going to hit the squirrel, the original one.
And you did it. It was a good moment. I'm sure the Ravens fans didn't love that. They were able to come out with the victory. You've been at this for a couple of years now. What has it been like trying to push through as an undrafted free agent and really stake your claim for a role in this offense?
They feel like it's the proper move to put me in to win the game. I'm down for it. If not, whenever my name called upon, I'm going to execute at a high level.
What have you liked about becoming this team's kick returner these last 2 years? It seems like you really have a knack for that and do enjoy it. What have you learned from Coach Dave Tobe about the position? What kind of guidance has he given you?
He always said, I'm a big dude, run with power and hit it. And You know, we work hard at practice with special teams, with Coach Dave Tobe and Coach Andy Hill. Just being going out there and execute at a high level and winning our one-on-one battles, like from blocking and me just able to set them guys up in a great position and put the offense in a great field position as well.
Why do you think that you excel at that role?
I think it's because playing football in my neighborhood growing up, is always like kind of like a kickoff return thing, and just don't get caught, and it'd be like 50 kids out there trying to get you, so just don't let nobody touch you. So that's always been one of my things, like when I play organized football, returning kicks.
Last year, you got that AFC Special Teams Player of the Week award for the long touchdown against the Denver Broncos. What did that moment mean to you? And what did that do for your goals this year in working on special teams again?
It just was a great thing from all the hard work I put in the offseason. And all the hard work the other 10 guys put in the offseason. And Coach Toe work and Coach Innerhill work, it just all came together as one. And this year's goals is just to dominate, be number one at the end of the year in special teams. So,
Chiefs fans have gotten to know Dave Tobe, and you mentioned Andy Hill. What can you tell us about Andy Hill? That's a name we don't really get to hear a ton. How has he helped the special teams unit as a whole since he arrived to the Chiefs?
Him and Coach Tobe go way back together, coaching together. He's a great coach as well, collegiate coach at Missouri. He's a great guy. He got a lot of energy, fun energy, and a positive dude. And he just gave you the right material to go out and be able to execute at a high level.
Now, kick return in that position is a little bit sexier than gunner, but Dave Tobe really regards you as one of the better gunners they have on this team. What do you like about that position?
It's just big about being relentless. You got two dudes on you, and you got to be physical. So you got to just keep applying pressure against two dudes trying to jam you up.
So you had this combine speed of 4.46, and you landed on a team with Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman. Do you think that sometimes like it gets a little bit overlooked just how fast you are, having been in a room with these two guys who are really these complete freaks as far as being fast?
Nah, it's not about being overlooked. It's about getting that dub at the end of the day. So I don't really care about who fast and who not fast. And what's funny is though, I got this deal with Pringles and I got my own flavor, the KC barbecue stack. You might need to have people go check that out.
Did you pick out the flavor of that?
Pringles did it based upon the city and the team, and that's how they came up with the flavors. And plus, I love barbecue, so
barbecue chips are delicious. Can I ask you about becoming an undrafted free agent, and then I'm sorry, going back to your college days with K-State, what was the reaction in Manhattan when folks found out that the Chiefs were the team of choice for you?
When I signed to the Chiefs, everybody just followed me north of Manhattan, so. All the fans just gravitate to me. They always like rooting for me, always sending me like positive letters, DMs on Instagram, social media and stuff like that. It's just a blessing to come, not like get a new fan base, because like everybody that's K-State fans is Kansas City fans. So that's the positive thing about it, about coming from K-State straight to Kansas City.
Going back even before that, you'd mentioned the Ray Lewis dance developing in Florida and Lakeland. And going back to Tampa and Robinson Senior High School, you ended up going to Butler Community College after that. And then you made a commitment to Bill Snyder and then maybe got some more attention. Why was it important to follow through and continue that football career at K-State?
As far as going to Kansas State and playing there, I love every moment of playing at Kansas State and being coached by Bill Snyder. And my position coach who recruited me out of high school, Andre Coleman, that's one of the reasons why I attended Kansas State.
What did it mean to you, the fact that you were, I know the result was not what you wanted, but what did it mean to you, the fact that you were able to play the Super Bowl in Tampa, in the hometown? Yeah.
It was a blessing to go back there and play, but it wasn't the outcome that I wanted, or my team wanted. or the coaches want it, but it was just a blessing to go back there and play against in front of your hometown and everybody see you out there on the big screen competing for a championship.
Talking to Byron Pringle on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. Byron, just one more question, and I want to give you another opportunity to just plug Pringles.com and whatnot. We see on your social profiles that your interests include a lot of working out in very unique ways. Also, it seems like you're into cars. What else is there to know about Byron Pringle off the field? What are some of your interests?
Fishing and stacking these Pringles up, these Pringles cans up. trying out different flavors of the just snacking on them here and there, just tasting different flavors of Pringles like stacked together.
Do you have a favorite combination of different flavored Pringles that you stack together?
I like the spicy barbecue and okay. the cheddar, scorching cheddar together. Those give a good kickback to it, but they're a great snack to have.
I love it. All right. We really appreciate you spending some time, Byron. Thank you for joining us on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network.
Make sure everybody go check out the other 32 flavors, snacks for the other teams on Pringles.com.